Well, first of all, let me say something about Asad. Joan Chesimar or Asata Shakur, she chooses to be called. She is a victim of racism and repression, violation of human rights for the Afro-American population in your country. And she has the right to live in peace. She is not plotting anything against the United States of America. She was granted refuge in Cuba. She is a political asylum person. That's a principle that is recognized in international law. She's an old friend of mine, and I remember meeting with her here in Havana when there was a poetry meeting at UNIAC across the street at some social event when some Americans came to Cuba and so on. But this woman, who is also a writer, is an intellectual, is under a very serious threat by the United States government. They offered $2 million for Asata's head. And if we are going to have a better relation between the two countries and more Americans will come, this tsunami and that was mentioned and so on, let's not forget that may put her in more difficult condition than as he has been experiencing. And I think that nobody should be concerned about Cuba's trafficking with her or giving her back to the New Jersey police to punish her and so on and so forth. Forget about that. She will live in Cuba. But on the contrary, you, American people who believe in democracy, in human rights, in progress and so on, should be concerned about the attempts by some racists in the U.S. to do something against her with the help of a government, FBI, who is offering $2 million to anybody who could take her back to prison and so on. And this woman is facing that real threat, but that real threat comes from there, from the state, and she deserves to be protected, to be defended, to be supported by whom? By the new people in the United States, first of all. Well, the question about my current activities. I have a friend who always like to make phrases, and when I saw him a few months ago, he told, look at me and told me, you are a very strange guy. You are the only person I know that devoted his entire time to work in order to get out of work. He was referring to the struggle to bring the remaining five to Cuba. Then I am very happy now to be out of work. But I have more time now to do things like what we are doing now, to meet American friends or other friends, to read more.
For Puerto Rico.
Many things that to Puerto Rico is issues to devote yourself, the rest of your life, unfortunately, are more than enough. Nobody should be afraid of getting bored or not having anything to do at a certain age. I would have to consider, as Kenny explained, that as a society we are getting older and older, then you will have to consider giving the opportunity to those persons that now live more than 70 years, 77, 70, 80, and so on, something to do. Well, I read a lot, and I try to write also a lot. Thank you.
Always thank Alarcón because he has been always available to all the groups. And I mentioned here in silence also the Puerto Rican case, that Alarcón has been one of the main opinion leaders in the demanding the independence of Puerto Rico. And the freedom of Oscar López Rivera, one of the oldest political prisoners that we have in the hemisphere, that is 34 years now in prison, and we have to free him also. And we would like to thank you all, to thank Alarcón, to thank Medea and all the group. And there are some copies of a pamphlet to invite you for a next year conference called a second international conference with all and for the good of all. It is a very interesting invitation for January 2016. And it is not only about José Martí's ideas, it is about us, because it is a space for building new alternatives. So I think that you are ready to come. Please consider that. Thank you so much and have a good program in Cuba.